in the marketplace or in the, like, if we were to pull up a chart right now, whatever we're seeing isn't people like you and I causing it.
Okay.
It's these banks. Okay.
Okay.
It's these like big banks, these guys that, or hedge funds, you know, people that have billions of dollars at the, at disposal. They're the ones that are moving the market. If the market starts going up, they moved it. If the market's going down, they moved it. Now, the common theme and the common like knowledge and the common way to start trading is a person will go online, they'll go on YouTube, they'll find how to draw all these like lines and trend lines and support and resistance. You may have heard those terms, right? So a person will find all this information easily. You do a quick search, how to trade Forex, you'll find that information all day long.
Right.
But this information is meant to hurt you, okay? Because they'll show you something that'll be perfectly in alignment with what you just learned on YouTube or some ebook or something like that. And then they'll go against it entirely. And that's meant to like take your equity.
Right.
It's meant to take your money.
And control the market pretty much. Because they know what you're looking for, so they set you up for failure so they can profit off your success, off your failure.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the funny thing is the money that's being used to move the market is our money in the first place. Well, kind of. It depends how you look at it. Like, when you put your money into a bank, it's not actually yours. When you have money in your hand, it's still not actually yours. Because they control all the money. Like, it's, people think that the money comes from the government, but it comes from them, central banks.
Right.
And, you know, they're putting the money out there. That's why we have such a bad debt. You know, we can fix it. The government just chooses not to.
Right.
And, you know, like, when you, when they put all this money into the marketplace, they give it to us. We put it in banks, which is them in the first place.
Yeah.
And then they use it right back against us.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you, knowing that information, how does one have leverage or, you know, have a competitive advantage to actually be successful as a trader?
I mean, you don't. Like, I mean, it's not that you don't. It's just you, you're most likely going to have to go through a lot more challenges and pitfalls if you don't, if you choose to ignore this information entirely. So, like, I think a statistic came out not too long ago where in order to be successful with trading, a trader only needs to maintain a 30% success rate on their trades.
Okay.
So, like, winning rate.
Right.
And that's just because it comes down to risk management. If you take 10 trades, right, and you got a 30% winning rate, so you're only winning three. If you know how to cut losses, you could still be a profitable trader. You could still be a millionaire. You could still do well. But see, with the information that I have, I'm able to teach me and my students how to maintain 70 to 80% success rates. So like if the one or two trades that we might lose, it's like,
it's nothing.
Yeah, it's like whatever.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? It's just
you
uphill.
Expect that.
Yeah, it's uphill. It's like, yeah, they come every now and then. You might take a big hit every now and then. But like, you know, it takes me months to lose a trade. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
That's what's up, man. Okay, I want to get into more of your background, but I do have one more question in regards to, you know, one potentially looking to invest. So in your experience, you know, your advice, what would you suggest someone invest versus what they have saved?
Oh, like percentage wise?
Percentage dollar amounts, you know what I'm saying? Like if I got like, you know, maybe like $25,000 in the bank, what, you know, and obviously I got bills and stuff like that, but what do you suggest someone at least risk to invest?
Like allocate.
Yeah, to invest versus what they have saved.
You know, that's a really good question. I have to answer it kind of a couple different ways. So it all comes down to like skill level. Like if you're a complete beginner, then I would say no more than $3,000.
Okay.
And actually $3,000 is like a good starting point.
But
luckily, like the thing about, and that's why I said I have to answer it in multiple ways. The good thing about the market that we're in, you can trade with like demo accounts and stuff like that. So like always recommend my students start off with a demo, whatever they're planning on starting with, $1,000, $500, $2,500, whatever, whatever they plan on starting with, they set up a demo account with that amount.
Right.
And see if they can manage the risk and grow that account over the course of like 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
If you could do that and you're comfortable with that and you do it successfully without like blowing that demo account, then
right.
go ahead and deposit some real money and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? But the issue is like a lot of people think that, okay, I've got $10,000. I'm going to throw this in and my returns will be bigger.
Okay.
Which, yeah, they will be. But if you don't have a solid blueprint, you're going to end up losing that full $10,000. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, that's the beauty between the stock market and the Forex market. The stock market, you're most likely going to have a $10,000 minimum.
Oh, okay.
Just to even get started. The Forex market, since it's based on like percentages,
yeah,
you can deposit as little as like $100. You
right.
know, there's some brokers out there, like offshore brokers, that'll accept $10. So you can start trading with. Like, it's insane. But, you know, like, that's the beauty of
the Forex market.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.